Let's immediately tee off a few sensitive souls out there by beginning with some racial profiling. Here goes. If you have started this book, the chances are you're an independent type, but your skin color and ethnicity are not predictable. I don't actually know you, but I know a lot about you. That's because there's a certain profile that O'Reilly watchers, listeners, and readers fit most of the time. Sure, there are drive-by viewers who watch The O'Reilly Factor as they would a gruesome accident, fascinated but repelled at the same time. And there are snobs who tune in just to shake their heads over the boorishness of it all. But the everyday American who understands what the Factor concept is all about is generally a person who wants to live life honestly and make his or her own way. That person is often responsible, generous, aware that others around them also have lives to live, and unabashedly patriotic. You, very likely, are one of those people. In the beginning of the program, the fall of 1996, the elite media tried to marginalize the Factor concept by assigning it a conservative label. That's how they tagged us, hoping that label would frighten away those not on the right. But as millions of Americans of all political persuasions watched on television and read my first two books, The O'Reilly Factor and The No Spin Zone, the establishment press fled, dazed and confused. How could a cable TV news show have such a robust impact when network TV news was losing audience every quarter? The so-called elite scribes couldn't figure it out, and they still can't. The warfare between the folks who liked The Factor and the eggheads in the press who looked down upon it became quite intense at times. But finally, the numbers got too big. Millions of Americans tuned in daily to watch and also listen on the radio, causing many in the media to finally wave the white flag. The American people had made The O'Reilly Factor into a powerful entity, and the momentum the folks provided resulted in The Factor, the TV program, being nominated by the American Television Critics Association for Best News and Information Program in 2002. In 2003, your humble correspondent, me, was chosen by the industry magazine Television Week as the second most powerful person in TV news. Yikes! The NBC News chief, Neil Shapiro, was first. So now it's time for me to try to give you something more concrete than a big thank you. This book is an attempt to zero in on one of the most important parts of life, the ability to recognize who really cares about you as a person and who does not. If you can master the art of determining that, your life will be much happier and probably much longer. If you fail to understand who's looking out for you, get a good lawyer right now. You're going to need one. Trust fund babies and corporate weasels are not allowed to read this book. If you try, I'll find out and come to your house, thereby ruining your phony reputation. I will seize your copy of the book and mock you for disobeying the rules. Why would a child of privilege need to waste time with my words? You don't need anyone looking out for you because you have resources and power already. This book is for everyday Americans who are fighting the good fight. If you are in this category, here's my first piece of advice. You must learn to become a problem solver, not a problem creator. Problems are one of the few things in life that you can count on. Enough problems will find you so that you don't need to drag unnecessary ones into the house. If you're going to drink a quart of bourbon a day or smoke crack, this book is not going to help you. In fact, if you are in the above category, you've probably stolen this book. Give it back now. Problems are the reason human beings are at the top of the food chain. We are the only ones with the brain power to solve dilemmas. If our ancestors hadn't developed problem-solving skills, they would have vanished like the dinosaurs. In the beginning, before cable, our ancestors, the primates, lived a marginal existence until a giant animal ate them. That was it. Then we evolved and learned to stick a fiery torch in the giant animal's face. Problem-solving separates the successful humans from the ones in the penitentiary. This book is going to help you learn how to solve the inevitable problems that visit every single person on this earth. And don't believe those self-help books that tell you some problems will go away forever. That's a lie. Problems will hunt you down, slap you around, and leave you disillusioned and sometimes broke. That is, unless you meet them at the door and knee them in the groin. Most problems can be neutralized with smarts and sometimes help from others. Your biggest advantage will be knowing just who's looking out for you and who is getting a kick out of seeing you suffer. Develop that knowledge, and you're on your way to being a kick-butt problem solver.